Unit 8. Dog Attack. Part 1. Listen, read and act. Now let's put on the play. In this play, we need 6 people to play these roles. A dog called Jackie. A girl named Mary, who was bitten by the dog. A doctor, Li Meng, Xiao Hong and Mr. Davis. Scene 1. It's 7 o'clock on a Saturday morning. Mary is running down the road near the Davis's house. A dog is nearby.
Morning, doggy.
Mary walks to the dog and caresses it. Just then, the dog Jackie jumps onto Mary and bites her on the leg.
Ouch! Ouch! Help! Please! Someone please help me!
Inside the house, Li Meng and Xiao Hong have just got up and are reading the morning paper.
I heard someone shouting for help. I'll go and see.
Wait, I'll go along with you.
The two rush out of the house towards Mary.
Can I help you? What happened?
That dog over there bit me. Ouch!
Are you all right? You can stand on your feet, can't you?
I don't think so. She's bleeding. Let's send her to the doctors, shall we?
I wish I had learned how to drive. Let me go and ask Mr. Davis. Will you find out about that dog, Xiao Hong?
Li Meng rushes back to the house. Soon he rushes out with Mr. Davis. They quickly drive Mary away. Xiao Hong runs away to find out about the dog.
Part 5. Listen, read, and act. Scene 2. Have you ever had an emergency before? How would you feel? What do doctors usually do? Mr. Davis carries Mary into a clinic.
Morning, doctor. This is an emergency. This girl has just been bitten by a dog.
Yes, it was a fierce dog. A boxer, I think.
Thanks for telling me that. Now, please wait outside.
Inside, the doctor is treating Mary.
Oh, doctor, is this serious?
Take it easy. Let me check the bite first. It's not too bad. Now, let me treat it. It may hurt a little, but it should be all right.
Can I recover quickly, doctor?
I sure think so, but you'll have to receive an injection.
Li Meng and Mr. Davis are waiting outside.
That was a mean dog. If the owner knew that, I don't think he or she would keep a dog like that.
A dog like that shouldn't run wild.
Part 6. Listen, read, and answer the following questions in pairs. Keeping a pet. It was a sunny day. John and his mother went to a free market. After looking at several lanes of goods, they came to a pets counter, on which there were many beautiful pets. There were puppies, kittens, birds, fish, turtles, bunnies, and parrots. Looking at the adorable pets, John could not help asking his mum to buy a puppy for him. Mum thought for a while and then asked John, "Are you prepared to keep a puppy?" "Yes." "Do you want to feed the puppy and clean his room every day?" "Yes." "In that case, I can buy one for you." But remember, keeping a pet involves many responsibilities. What are the responsibilities? You need to feed the puppy twice a day and walk it at least once a day. You can't let your dog sit on his tail all day. You should make sure he exercises daily and bring him outside 4 to 5 times to poop or pee. You have to give him a bath once every month. That's fun. I'd love giving a bath to this little puppy. And I can take him outside for a walk. Okay, in that case, you can choose one. John quickly picked a brownish puppy with a pair of cute eyes. In John's arms, the little puppy seemed to be very happy. He licked John's face. At that very moment, Mum realized that John had a new friend. And she also knew that John was going to face many difficulties. But as a mum, she was very pleased that her son wanted to take on some responsibilities. She was pretty sure that her son would learn quite a lot from keeping this little puppy. Part 8. Listen, read, and act. Scene 3. Li Meng, Xia Hong, and Mr. Davis are talking about regulations for keeping dogs.
I wonder if we should report the dog attack to the city council.
Good idea. The Domestic Animals Act 1994 has all the rules for dangerous dogs.
Okay, I'll make the call. But just before I do that, is there anything I should know so I can tell them everything I saw?
Let's see. Did the dog wear a collar?
A collar? What's that?
Well, the owner of a dangerous dog has to put a collar with red and yellow stripes around his neck so people will know it's dangerous. This dog must weigh around 30 kilos, so the collar has to be 40 millimeters wide.
My goodness, so specific.
And what's more...
Unit 9. Famous Chinese Australians. Part 1. Listen, read, and practice in pairs. Where do you usually go when you want to do some shopping? Have you ever been to a huge shopping centre called a mall? What often happens at a mall? Something exciting will happen to Li Meng and Xia Hong. Let's find out.
Xia Hong, Jeff's called and invited us to go shopping with Louise and him. Shall we go?
Where are they going?
To a place called Rundle Mall. He says that many things down there are eye-catching.
Well, it would be fun to shop with Louise. Let's go then. Where shall we meet them?
He's asked us to meet them at a place where there are 3 statues of pigs. He said they're very funny looking and we won't miss them.
The 2 catch a bus to Rundle Mall.
There you are. Thanks for asking us out. I love to hang out with friends.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful day too.
There's a huge crowd over there. Shall we go and take a look first? They often hold interesting events here.
Sure, let's go.
The 4 walk to a place where there's a big crowd. In the center, there are 2 young ladies.
Oh, I can't believe my eyes. Do you know who they are? They are Kathy Freeman and Kylie Minogue.
What are they? Are they famous?
Very. In fact, they're world famous. Anyway, let's get closer and see what's happening.
Part 5. Listen, read, and act. Have you ever been to a promotion at a shopping centre? Have you ever asked famous people to sign their names, autographs, in a book?
Ladies and gentlemen, we're trying to raise money for drought relief efforts. Anyone who buys a book can have my autograph.
Li Meng turns to Jeff.
What's drought relief?
It's about helping those people who have suffered from drought. It's rained very little here. There's almost not enough rain to grow our food.
Do you mean she will spend the money from the book sale on drought relief?
That's what she's saying there. She's a great runner, and I think that book is about her life.
I think I'll go and get one.
Li Meng goes forward to Kathy Freeman.
I'll have a book, and can I have your autograph, Miss Freeman?
Sure, thank you. Here you go.
Thanks. Well, I hear you are a world-class runner.
Well, I train hard and try the best I can. I want to show people that Aborigines can also win.
Part 8. Listen and write out the prices. The yellow squash is $7.95. The great white potatoes are $1.69 a kilo. The baby spinach leaves are $1.60 a kilo. The button mushrooms are $7.95 a kilo. The tomatoes are $4.99 a kilo. The sweet carrots are $1.85 a kilo. Part 10. Listen, read, and discuss. Great Chinese Australians. Wherever you go in the world, you can see and meet many familiar Chinese faces. They live there either as tourists or residents. For centuries, many Chinese people have left their own country and lived in foreign countries. They seek a new life, a change, and sometimes an ideal world. They've become the ambassadors of the cultural exchanges, and in many cases have greatly helped to develop their local economies. Their great contributions, hard-working spirit, and consistent effort are long remembered and appreciated. Chinese Australians are among them. Victor Peter Chang was born in Shanghai on 21st of November 1936. In 1953, he went to Australia to complete his education. He studied medicine and graduated in 1962. In order to further his main interest, he later studied in England, then in America, and finally he went back to Australia in 1972. When he finished his studies, he was determined to establish a heart transplant unit in Australia. He worked hard and did many experiments at St. Vincent's Hospital, Sydney. Against all odds, in 1984, he established a national heart transplant unit. It was there, in 1986, that Victor performed his first successful heart-lung transplant. Then in 1990, his first successful lung transplant helped to further publicize his work. He was very famous very soon, not only in Australia, but also overseas. He began to perform transplant surgery overseas, particularly in Asia. He performed more than 260 heart transplant operations, many free of charge. Because of his achievements, he was chosen Australian of the Year in 1986 and was named Australian of the Century in the year 2000. Victor Peter Chang is not the only one who has contributed a lot to the Australian economy and society. There have been many other great contributors. These include Dr. Anita Mack, who received a teaching award for innovative teaching, and the University of Canberra's award for service to the university in the area of women's career development. Yat-Seng Chan, a well-known professor of microbiology, and many other Chinese professors who are now working in the faculties of arts, law, education, chemistry, computing science, agriculture and medicine in Australian universities. Mr. Frank Lee, a successful importer of soft furnishings. William Arquette, one of Melbourne's most talented and adroit barristers. The Guo brothers, the founders of Yong'an Company, and many more. According to the Australian Bureau of Statistics, about 323,955 Chinese now live in Australia. They continue to show that their potential is great, and many of them have been and continue to be at the centre of some of the defining moments of Australian history. Part 15. Listen, Read and Act. As a famous pop singer, Kylie Minogue has many fans. She's selling one of her album's greatest hits for drought relief efforts.
What's greatest hits?
I think it must be in an album with the best of her songs in it.
Oh, it should be nice then. Have you listened to them before?
Yes, many. Kylie is so hot here. Have you heard of a TV show called Neighbours?
I heard Mrs. Davies mention it once.
Well, nearly everybody in Australia watches it. Kylie played the role of Charlene Mitchell. The show brought her fame and money.
Oh, how lucky she was.
I wouldn't say that. She had acted in other TV shows before and has even acted in movies.
My goodness. From TV shows to pop songs to movies, she lives an ever-changing life.
Yeah, I must say. Oh, by the way, where are Jeff and your brother?